Dark Matter News. I'm Leo Ashcraft. Well, it's a sad legal day for the music publishing company that's been collecting royalties for the song Happy Birthday to You. A judge has ruled that the company does not hold a valid copyright. A federal judge in Los Angeles says the company only has rights to specific arrangements of the tune and not the actual song itself. Road construction workers in central India killed a man when they accidentally buried him in a pit while repairing a road. The road repair crew failed to notice a drunken man had fallen into a crater on the side of the road. Working in the evening, the workers dumped gravel and an asphalt mixture into the pit, burying the man, and then they used a large roller to smooth out the bump. The death was discovered when villagers noticed that part of the man's hand was visible in the road, and police dug out his body on Monday. The man in his mid-30s had gone to a village fair and later stopped at a liquor store. He was heading home when he fell into the pit and lost consciousness. Two workers of the road repair crew were arrested and have been charged with homicide. Poorly maintained roads and large potholes are common in India.
Want to lose weight? Then turn your body into a furnace that literally melts the fat away. That's exactly what Thermometer does. Thermometer is uniquely formulated with patented ingredients like bitter orange, brown seaweed, and decaffeinated green tea. Their combined thermogenic properties boost up your metabolism and turn up the heat in your body so you melt the fat away without any jittery side effects. Thermometer is not available in stores. It's only available to listeners of this station. We're giving away 100 free bottles right now to anyone who enrolls in our special trial offer. Call now for your risk-free trial offer. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. 800-710-3720. One more time, 800-710-3720.
From our next story, it seems that ghosts in a Georgia jail may have something more than a life sentence. The Chatham County Jail in Georgia was recently investigated by the Savannah Ghost Research Society after strange occurrences had been reported. The Chatham County Sheriff's Department plans to create a haunted house in October called Panic in the Pen, which will act as a fundraiser for the Chatham County Youth Commission and the Wounded Warrior Project. While preparing for the haunted house exhibit, a worker there, Corey Harper, said a metal plate weighing about 150 pounds fell from its latched position on the wall and was thrown across the room. Harper explained that the old jail has not been used to house long-term inmates since 1989. What do you think? Do you think the jail could be haunted? Or do you believe that the Ghost Hunters team was brought in for the sole purpose of attracting more visitors in order to gain more financial support for their upcoming fundraiser? A Saudi man is counting his blessings and has become a new web celebrity after a massive piece of glass paneling became a deadly projectile that narrowly missed his head. The panel fell at an incredible speed from an unknown height and is seen pressing and sliding against the man's face and shoulder before shattering on the ground beside him. It was a very close call. Eventually, an onlooker from within the building rushed out to see if the man was injured. They invited him into the building to avoid any further accidents. Check out the video. Amazing. DarkMatterNews.com. Genetic modification, designer babies, stem cell research. These are all hot topic buttons throughout the world, and the debate is about to get hotter, thanks to a team of British scientists from London's Francis Crick Institute. A stem cell scientist at the Institute has filed a request for the UK Human Fertilisation and Embryology Authority seeking approval to genetically modify human embryos that have been donated after IVF treatments rendered a surplus. The scientist and her team said their main goal is to research the development of the human embryo immediately after fertilization prior to the formulation of the placenta. She said this goal has nothing to do with ushering in a world of designer babies, as critics contend. Rather, the scientists are interested in understanding early miscarriages. 2015 is shaping up to be a revolutionary year for scientists who are interested in exploring the possibilities of genetic modification. In April, it was reported that China had become the first in the world to genetically modify human embryos. Not surprisingly, their work is also hotly debated. The scientists mentioned acknowledged the various implications of the research, but seemed to take a neutral stance in predicting specific outcomes. I'm Leo Ashcraft, Dark Matter News.